And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa and Ali from BD Outdoors, fishdope.com, local knowledge. I mean, we've just scratched the surface.
Yeah, good time, man.
Really? Right?
Still, all I'm doing is pumping him for swordfish info during the breaks, man. We're having a good time.
Well, we should be pumping him for bluefin info, too, man, after that report from Tom Green.
No doubt, man.
If you missed that the first hour, boy, you better go back and listen to the first hour.
Yep, that's the reason why you have the archives. You can go back to listen and jump on the app. It's super easy to find, and we're having a great time here. We're having a great time this morning. I mean, covering everything, offshore, inshore, hearing that amazing report of the commercial guys basically going to be wrapped up today with their entire quota for the year. It's just exciting times going on and a great morning. And if you want to join us on this great morning, we want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. I know it's been a busy morning. We haven't taken a lot of phone calls the first hour, but you stay tuned. We're going to be taking your phone calls this hour. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only is that your opportunity to talk to Ali and talk fishing with us, but also your shot at winning a killer prize. A one-year membership to fishdope.com is going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, $169 value.
Sweet.
And awesome opportunity to get a good fishing info all year long.
Yeah, indeed. 833-288-0973. Open right now. You know, I was just opened up BDOutdoors.com, and boy, the new look is great.
It really,
love
clean.
It. Very clean, very user-friendly. You just like the interview I did with Rich Holland on the Seakeeper is up there right on the front. You can hear about current information after the wind, what's going on the water, stuff down in Cabo, boat reports, and, there's breaking news with Let's Talk Hookup right up on the top, and then information about the Cedar boat and stuff like that. And then, of course, Fred Hall. We haven't talked about Fred Hall, and BD's Outdoors, big part of Fred Hall, right?
Yeah, man. It's like every year you turn around and it's Fred Hall time again, and it's like the kickoff to
How
the
does
season.
That happen?
I don't know. I remember like going to our first or second Fred Hall, and guys were like, I've been doing this show for 15 years. I'm like, God, you're old. And I turned around, and we've been doing this show for like 15 years.
Yeah. We'll try 28 years here.
Oh, man. Oh, it just sneaks up
on
you.
It goes fast.
I mean, it is true. You know, time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. I love Fred Hall. I really do. We bitch and moan about it because for us, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
I mean, not like what Rick's doing over there. That is, you guys work harder at Fred Hall than anybody. Like, when you guys start talking about Fred Hall in December, I want to drive down there and slap you. Like, what are you doing over there?
It's funny. If you think that's when we start is December, like, that's a whole nother, you know what I mean? Like,
it's crazy to me.
It's such a major undertaking. But we love it.
And it's like Fred Hall's like another month for you guys, right?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It's just another month that's compressed into 5 days of tackle selling.
That's exactly what
it's like. But it's just a few weeks away, March 4th through the 8th.
Dude, I know. And I got Miami. We go to Miami boat show a lot, so like I'm jamming out there for that. I figured out like I will not have a weekend to spend with my wife for like 8 weeks straight. I don't know why she stays. I have the understanding why.
Just because of that Ali charm, right?
Probably not.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Right.
It's the little dog, the Kindle, and a Coors Light.
Yes, she's happy.
Well, let's jump into the phones. 833-288-0973 open right now. You want to get through, talk to Ali, there's your shot.
How about we start it off with Paul, who's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Man, what a great show.
Thanks.
Man, you guys are so lucky. You got we got the Reds coming back, all the great fishing reports. You guys got me all pumped up. So I'm an avid fisherman. Fished the private boating for a long time and did long ranges and so forth. And some of my fishing buddies, they've moved, and having access to, you know, the fishing community, the private boating is what I miss most. And just being able to do what you guys do, fish all the time, man, I love it, you know. And What do you guys advise for me to just get into the private boating community and, you know, be around good guys? And, you know, I got kids and, you know, five sons, and, you know, I used to take the older ones all out all the time. It's just been a while, and I'd love to get back into the private boating community. So just your advice on that.
Ali's got an easy answer right for that one.
Yeah,
right?
No, if you go to our forums on BD Outdoors or BladeX.com, there's a whole section there's called Ride Share. And so basically it's for dudes like you. Don't have a boat, you know, but I would love to get out and private boat fish. I think whenever people ask me is like, how do you get invited back? Because once you sort of make a reputation for yourself on there, you'll probably have more rides than you know what to do with. And other guys will vouch for you. They'll be like, hey, I took Paul last week. The guy was awesome. I totally recommend him. But, you know, it's all that private boat stuff. And if you've ever owned a boat or fished on them, be there early. You know, bring some extra food, bring some extra beer, learn as soon as my boat leaves the slip, you better be pulling in the fenders and putting the lines away. And as soon as I come off a plane, doing the same thing. And you
know the deal.
You just got to know the program, because it makes it so much easier for the boat owner who's got a million other things to worry about. Right. And the guys that get invited with me every single time, I don't say a word to. Yeah. Literally.
Pick up a deck brush.
And, the guys that say, how much can I contribute to fuel?
And everybody I take, all own boats or have owned boats. So when you're like, that's 100 ahead, they give me 150. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Just because those are the guys who get invited back.
It's not $20 and it's not $40.
No, it's expensive to run a boat.
It is. It's very expensive, especially you get into a bigger boat, man.
And it's not just fuel.
And honestly, I mean, I know for me, it's like I just like guys that can help out. I spend so much time getting that boat ready. And, you know, if we're fishing on the weekend, I'm down at the boat once or twice during the week. I sneak away to make sure I got all my gear lined up. But guys that can help with that are always welcome back.
And how many great friends have been made at BD Outdoors on the forums?
I mean, some of my best friends, like lifelong friends, we've all met on there. And it was crazy because, like, before the website, it was hard to find somebody who was as sick for fishing as you are, right?
Totally.
You'd meet guys, like, my normal friends, they're down to go twice a year when it's flat, calm, and wide open.
Yeah.
But it was really hard to find guys, like finding Jason. I could call Jason back in the day, you know, like 4 a.m. Dude, we're going this morning. Okay. You know, just disappear from work. And we're there. And that was a hard thing to find back in the day. But now with technology, you know, it's really easy. And you can meet some great guys.
So how to give the procedure to Paul once again. So how would he go find some fishing friends?
Yeah, if you're not already on our forums, just go to bdoutdoors.com, click on forums. If you're already registered, just search for Rideshare, or it's all right there on the forums list page. Go in there, introduce yourself, give a little bit of information about your experience, what you can and can't do. You know, if you own a private boat and you can drive a boat at night, that's a big plus. You know, all that kind of stuff. And then when you do finally get the invite, like we said, you know, whatever your share of fuel is, throw in 25% more.
Yeah,
trust me, it's a lot cheaper than what we pay.
Yeah.
Have something to talk about. Show up with a breakfast burrito. Like, I mean, all these little things, like, man, that's what makes, we call them boat
This guy's great, you know? Man. No, makes this for guy's a good, like ultimate, yeah.
A good boat.
I mean, I know I've taken a lot of people out on my boat, and like I have a few that stand out, like the ultimate deckhand.
Yep.
I mean, this guy, God, he's just like, comes with information, comes with food. He's always like working hard on the deck, you know, taking care of things, you know, just saying that how much he loves it. And so that's key.
Pick up a deck brush all the time, and like you're on with us forever. You know what I mean? Like it's such an
same with me.
Yeah, totally. I mean, keep the boat clean and bring a pair of binoculars when you come. Like there's things like that where it's like, all right, this guy's with us for sure.
What a great way to make new friends and find a ride. And frankly, as a boat owner, you, all three of us in the studio, we find guys like that. They're golden.
They're golden. Absolutely. And there's plenty of guys like us that are looking for a dude who's got his stuff together, loves to fish, and can really help out.
Yeah, for sure. So go for it, Paul. I bet you find some new friends. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Again, if you want to get through, been a busy morning, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Hills calling from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Ali if he can expound a little more on the, you know, everybody wants the info on the swordfish, but the difference between the breakaway or keeping the weight on there, because like Dave Hansen was saying, they'll fight the weight and it makes them come up quicker and helps them hook them better. But my buddy that I fish with uses sacrificial, like a burlap sack of sand, you know, and then busts it off and just keeps like a 3-pound ball on there. So what do you guys do?
I mean, honestly, the breakaway weight will totally work, but what's changed here is we're not going anywhere near the bottom.
Right.
So there's two different theories. There's the Florida way of fishing, which is you keep the weight on and you have it there the whole time. They did do breakaway weights for a while, but now they've really gone more to a weight that's on there the whole time. And then there was the Texas way, and that was the booby trap guys that came out and fished with us, and they taught us a ton. And what they were doing, they're fishing closer to the bottom there. They were going to the bottom, dropping the weight off the bait hook, actually. So your whole rig went down straight up and down, which was great because you could bomb it. Like, clicker on, chuck that thing over the side. But now everybody here is kind of settled into like a 75-foot leader. I'm using anywhere from a 5 to a 10-pound weight at the top of the leader. I'm usually using different size weights on my two rigs so that I know that they've got a little bit different scope and are less likely to tangle. But I think, you know, with what little we know, and that's like I can't impress upon people enough, we don't know anything. This is year one. Like, not even a year, really. You know, it's been just a few months. Like, we've got a lot to learn, but a 75-foot leader for me seems to be about the right length. The one we did catch was on a 30-foot leader, so by the time I went to unclip the weight, there was a swordfish right underneath my feet, way closer than I would prefer to have. And I think as time goes by, I think we're going to figure out that that's really the way to go. The shorter leader, and you know, in Florida, they're using a 150-foot leader or 200-foot leader, and that's because they have so much current. They need the drag of the leader to kind of lay out the bait better. But I think for us, 75, and just be real patient putting it out. And the other trick that we've gone to is we put our buoy rod out while the boat's still moving. So I'm idling like at 3 knots. I throw my crap right off the side, and I just drive away from it, put the clicker on, and free spool. So from the time I roll up to the spot to the time I'm actually fishing is under 5 minutes. Like, as soon as it gets to the depth I want, I lock it up, I put my buoy on, I drive away from my buoy, and then now I can start to let my other rod that we call the tip rod, the one that's attached to the boat, let that out slow.
And you just let it down nice and slow.
Real slow. I mean, dude, I'm like...
Because you don't want tangles.
You could probably get it down there in 5 minutes, but I take 10 or 15 because you're not fishing and you have no clue. If you wad that thing all up and, you know, God forbid you have a fish eat it while it's all wadded up like that, you're going to be in for a heartbreak and a mess and a lot of crying.
Yeah.
For the sake of making things easy, like we spent most of the time, you know, we made a bunch. We'll have a bunch for Fred Hall Show. Like, we make a big wind-on leader that already has loops, you know, spliced to the leader
for
itself
sure.
So that you can – it takes all the guesswork out of it. You have your reel full of Spectra that's got a loop on it. You buy a pre-made leader. You loop-to-loop those together. And there's a loop that you'll clip your sinker onto with a long line clip, and there's another loop that you clip your light onto, and that's it. And you don't have to do anything beyond that. We'll have a bunch of them at Fred Hall Show and things like that. But we spent a ton of time making all that stuff just to take, you know, hopefully some of the guesswork out of it.
What about the lights? What kind of lights are you using?
Man, it depends on who you ask or what setup to use. So, like
variable,
a lot of what I'm doing is what I've stolen from Rush. He catches a lot of them. I mean, we will never tell him that. Yeah, we always give him a hard time. It's like, dude,
in Florida,
Nick Stanzik had 6. You didn't have any today. Like, it's our favorite joke. But he gets a lot of them, and he's found that he likes the small diamond lights only. So he puts 2 diamond lights above his swivel, and basically that's the swivel that the bait's going to clip onto. He moves one about 10 feet up the line, and then we use a rubber band to hold it in place on the line, and then he moves another one like 15 feet above that. You know, but some other guys are doing the big disco light down closer to the bait. The thing with that disco light is it gets eaten a lot. Mm. And so if you can stay away from it, it's going to put more focus on your bait. But again, like, I don't want to sound like I know what I'm talking about. They're not even educated guesses. We're just guessing.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
We are guessing.
We're just scratching the surface.
Anybody tells you they have it dialed in is not.
It's not Chugy or Scooch. If anybody other than those two people say it,
that's what I'm saying, man. We don't
know.
We got to
get Chugy on the show.
Totally.
Oh, man, I would love to. Love to.
You want to talk about the only people that have it somewhat dialed in? That's it. I mean, those are the guys that developed it. And, you know, with Pier, they put a lot of money into it and tags, and they know what that fish was doing. And that was the thing. You know, they saw the amount of time that it was spent in, you know, one part of the bottom or the other and developed that fishery, and away we go.
Days on the water, man. Totally. I mean, they've just seen more swordfish, and obviously their scientists are paying a lot more attention than we are.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Hills, good question. Thanks a lot for the call. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through, there's your shot.
All right. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for your fishdope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Today, the Catch Report, sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with the fish pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, all their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger that we talked about yesterday. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location, or check Fisherman's Processing. Let's talk to the man. Dave Hansen's on the line right now. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Pete, Rick, Ali. How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, I just want to thank Ali for making me a household name because of Ali and Jason. People kind of know who I am, and thank you very much.
Dude,
and
thanks for all you've done for us, man.
Hey, no problem, buddy. It's one big happy family, and I appreciate everything you guys do for me.
Dave, you do a great job making yourself a household name. Everybody goes that effing Dave, man. You do a great job. No problem. You deserve more credit than that.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got
I had
it, buddy.
A day where you were talking about me a lot.
All kinds of days.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, hey, I said last week that we get all this wind and it's going to bring that water temperature down, and hang on, there's probably going to be some squid show up. Well, the front side of Catalina from Arrow Point on down to Lion's Head, there's a bunch of squid there now. It just showed up the last couple of days. Guys that actually went over there hoop netting, threw their lights over the side while they're drifting around with their hoop nets in the water, and found squid all over there on the front. So that only bodes good for us for this sea bass thing. As we all know, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be all sitting at the Long Beach Convention Center, and people are going to be catching sea bass. Watch Brandon Hayward will be sending us pictures of his deck covered up with sea bass, like a sea bass blanket over his swordfish, Ali. And I will be sitting at the booth going, oh, man, we knew this was going to happen. It happens every year at the Fred Hall Show. So all I can say, guys, is, here we go. We got Fred Hall coming up in a couple weeks. Hang on. We know the fish are going to start biting. Just get ready to go fishing, but don't not come to the show. We all need you to come to the show, see what all the cool new stuff we have. Come get some of those wind-on leaders from Rick. Check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. We have a whole series on the swordfish. I got Mike and Nate from Bear Flag to come with me on the boat, and we did a whole series for you guys on how they do it. They catch a couple. I think they caught 500 in the last 3 years. So they got a kind of a half a clue what's going on there. So we put that together for you on the website. So check that out, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Of course, fishdope.com, always a great report. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Dave, always a great report, yoursaltwaterguide.com. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, thanks, Dave. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report again, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. You got to check out the brand new Fish Pro series from Anza. We talked about it quite a bit yesterday. It's made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's very easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro series knives are the finest knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, specialty hunting knives, and more. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, or you can check out that Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. That's one of the things that Sean mentioned, is he has that Fish Pro series in stock right
now. In stock now. They've been out of stock a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I said if you ordered a knife from Anza, you got to wait a little bit for them to – they build them. They're handmade.
Yeah.
It's not like a big production thing. And so these knives are available in stock right now at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah. Hey, back to Fred Hall. We talked about Fred Hall, Long Beach, and Del Mar. So BD Outdoors has a big booth. You're going to be able to see meet Captain Dave. Meet Ali. Is any chance of Dragon Rush out here?
Yeah, I think they're coming out for Friday, Saturday is what we're shooting
cool.
for. Get the boys out. Last year was the first year that Rush and our production guys made it out, and I just wanted them to see, like, guys watch the show in Florida for sure, but our audience is still like 60% West Coast. The West Coast guys have really taken to liking to the show.
Oh, it's a great show.
You know, I told Rush, like, dude, I can't go 10 feet at Fred Hall without people thanking us, or they love the show, or it's just cool, man.
Yeah.
It's cool to see that what you're doing, people dig, and it's a good reinforcement for those days when, you know, you're on your seventh flight delay and trying like hell to get somewhere and battling weather, and, you know, we put a lot of effort into it. And
not easy to get to the Keys.
No, it's anywhere that we go lately not been easy.
Yeah.
I mean, you think
For Nemotu.
That was awesome. Don't even get me started.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's really cool to hear that people are digging what you're doing and seeing it firsthand, you know?
Yeah. Now, speaking of Nemotu, you just came back from Fiji Nemotu. Talk about it.
Like, a week ago. I have wanted to go to Fiji as long as I can remember. I've always had buddies that went there to surf at Tavarua, and they all say the same thing. Dude, you know, we in between surf sessions or waves or fight, we just went out past the waves and we were catching wahoo and tuna.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, that sounds like my kind of spot, you know, and I've always kept an eye on it. And we were trying to put together a trip to get to Fiji, and a dude kind of flaked out. And at the same time, the guy from Nemotu is like, hey, man, we love your show. We'd love to have you come out and kind of, you know, fish with us and do the treatment that you've done for other guys and all that. And we're like, see you in a week.
Can't get there fast enough.
Yeah, did not take long. I think he contacted us in early December, and we were there last week.
That's funny.
Wow. Like, it wasn't even 60 days. We're like, yep, okay, good.
Yeah, we're coming.
That's how you tell Ollie's a fisherman, not a TV show host. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, you do both things, but, like, the TV guy would be like, okay, we'll get on the schedule, and we'll figure this one thing out. Like, oh, if there's rad fishing, yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there next week. Sounds good.
When and where.
That's
awesome. That's all it took. And so, and you know, I knew a little bit about the place because, you know, like, Dwayne Diego was guiding down there, kind of watched him and started to follow it. And then, you know, Seacrest.
Is that where he was at Nemotu?
He was there, too, yeah. Seacrest and the Accurate guys have been there, you know, Rory from Traeger. So I knew a little bit about it, but, like, I didn't realize that it was right. It's a half mile from Tavarua.
Wow.
They're basically, you can almost paddle from one to the other.
That's wild.
But it's mostly a surf spot, you know, and Cloud Break, the legendary break, is right there. Mostly a surf spot, but they have some unreal fishing. And I mean, what I think of Baja as a kid, right? You go fish all day, don't see a single boat. We saw one longliner and we saw one seiner, and they were just kind of passing by. They weren't rapping or doing anything like that. And inshore on the reefs, there's no people. There's all these millions of little islands with all this reef fishing. And
so cool.
No, it's
and
a
you said it
spot.
Was relatively easy to get to.
It was
easier than the Florida Keys.
Easier than for me, it was easier than going to the East Coast because I basically drove to L.A., got on a plane, watched a movie, went to sleep, woke up in Fiji.
Sick.
Like nothing ever.
And then you're
smooth,
basically an hour from the island.
I mean, you land at the airport there in Nadi, and you got a 30-minute cab ride, or they pick you up with the sign, you know, dude with your name on it, the whole thing, and then 30 minutes in a boat, and you're in, can't even tell you how awesome the place is.
Another world.
It's a football field sandbar with a 5-star resort sitting on top of it. I mean, killer accommodations, great food, brand new 32-foot world cap. I mean, they've got all top-of-the-line gear, and everything's included. So you want to fish one day, surf the next. You want to go paddleboarding. They've got all the foils and kite boards and anything you could imagine. It's just a water sports playground.
Cool.
Really amazing.
It's something everybody should check out, really. And the fishery was, I mean, having just acres of boiling tuna all to yourself.
That's
to go
so
chase
cool.
Oh, what a shame
that
is.
It didn't suck.
So are we going to see this in Local Knowledge, a future episode of Local Knowledge?
Yeah, I think like mid-May. We did two episodes down there, so the middle of May, this should run somewhere in there, end of May. And you'll see it. I mean, the water, the sand, the scenery, it was jaw-dropping, man. It really was.
And when can we tune into Local Knowledge? I know I DVR it, but if you want to watch it live.
So season 5 will start 1st of April, or like 5th of April, I think it is, the first Sunday in April, basically, 7 a.m. on Discovery.
Discovery Channel.
The thing that, you know, we like to drive people to is our apps. So you can watch it on YouTube for free anytime. And then if you go, you have any device, Samsung, Roku, Amazon Fire, whatever, just go to your Apple TV, go to your App Store, and we've made Local Knowledge apps for every platform.
Now, here's the cool thing, too, is you go to bdoutdoors.com, and there's a Local Knowledge tab, and you can watch the episodes right there.
Yeah, our whole thing, man, is just getting people
access
to see it.
And that's the whole thing with access, like our Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yep.
It's changed the way people listen
to
Let's Talk Hookup.
Totally.
As are all your apps, the YouTube and stuff, change the way people watch Local Knowledge.
I listen to Let's Talk Hookup usually on Monday mornings.
Yeah.
I grab the podcast and I listen to it there. because like on the weekends, if I'm not fishing, I'm trying to sleep and recover from a long week, you know?
Yeah.
Traffic on the drive home, like that's the best thing in the world. You
the way
it
into
on.
Work, it's the same thing. Absolutely. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I like to be able to listen to stuff when I want. And that's the model.
Like you're out traveling, you download the Local Knowledge app. I have it on my phone, and you can watch an episode.
Yeah, no, accessibility was everything. We just want to make sure that anybody could watch it. In the old days, you wanted to drive guys to your TV show so that they could watch the commercials on the TV show.
Right.
And anymore, that's just not the model, man. Yeah. It's wherever you can get somebody to watch your stuff and, you know, kind of see what you're doing. Yeah, any way we can get it.
Yeah, that's good cool. stuff.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are packed up. We got Yanni from Fisherman's Belly standing by. All kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, been a very busy morning, perfect time to talk some fishing, talk swordfish, talk local knowledge. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. That's how you be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Indeed. Let's find out what's cooking. Yanni from FishermanBelly.com is on the line. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show this morning, and good morning to all the fishermen out there. Mr. Ali, I'll tell you what, Fiji sounds totally awesome,
oh, yeah.
But I got to tell you, last week I did a long-standing tradition amongst me and my buddies. We go fishing on Super Bowl Sunday, and we went out to Dana Point and Capo Beach and just slayed the calico bass. And I'll tell you what, it was a half moon, and there was no tide movement, but there was a huge barometric change last Sunday, and the bite just came alive. So I caught a nice calico bass. I brought it home, And I'm going to teach everyone how to grill a whole calico bass from start to finish. Bring it home, scale it, gut it, gill it, and put it on the grill. Oh, my God, it's
kinda
so
like
yummy.
A whole rockfish almost, but it's calico bass, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of fishermen that go on the sports boats and they come home with small little calico bass fillets. I'm telling you, honor the fish. If you're going to bring one home, have the deckhands gut and gill it and try grilling it whole. It's delicious.
Yeah. Well, we'll have that recipe up at our Angler's Table section of letstalkhookup.com. I know you also put them up on BD Outdoors, right, Ali? I'm looking at one right now at BD Outdoors. And yeah, Yanni, you've been a great asset for both Let's Talk Hookup as well as BD Outdoors, getting some great fish recipes. And, of course, they're all available at fishermansbelly.com. Yanni, thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Appreciate that great recipe. Appreciate
you
that.
You bet.
All right. Thanks very much. All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we start this one off with Mark. Mark's called us from Santee this morning. What up, Mark? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, I got a question for Ali. When did you know that this was the time to do it, to go full-blown into your website and everything and quit your job?
The choice was kind of made for me. So, like I said, I used to have a business doing T-shirts and embroidery and vinyl graphics and vehicle wraps. And in 08, when the recession hit, my main clients were automotive. I did every trucking magazine, okay. All the lift kit guys. We did real estate, and we did construction. And you could imagine in 08, 09, when the market exploded, and, I mean, we had the worst recession ever, our business was down like 35% in 08. And, I mean, for nothing other than a bad economy. We were fighting and clawing, and then 09, we dropped another 25%. Oof. In 2 years, my business was down 60%, oof, and we got crushed. I mean, just crushed. And it got really bleak. I pretty much lost everything. And it's funny, because 09, I also had my mom die and a bunch of family members. And my mom's whole thing was like, chase your dream. I'm like, we can't. It's just a website. It's not, you know what I mean? And at some point in early 09, I told Jason, I'm like, dude, we're making a little bit of money. Just quit your job. Focus on this. I'll keep running my business. And then it got so bad with my business, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I just was fortunate enough to step from one right into the other, was able to focus on BD full time, and we never looked back. It's been the greatest decision ever, and that was August 2009. Jason and I got that first office right down the street from here.
And wow. That was in the
and inspired by your mom.
100%.
That's right. 100%.
Yeah.
In those days, to make the living, you were just chasing down people, wanting them to pay to advertise on BD.
Yeah,
that, just, you know, you're using those advertising dollars, and you guys start to scrape it together, and away you go.
That was pretty – and fish dope. Fish mm-hmm. dope was a big part of the equation. So, okay. You know, BD made a little bit of advertising money, but when we came out with fish dope in 08, 09, I mean, you guys remember, that was some of the worst fishing
totally.
In 50 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it was horrible. And we got, you know, guys just – we've had the best supporters literally day one, to where it's like anything we come up with that is, you know, not half-baked, they're going to support it. Whether that's a tournament, whether it's fish dope, you know, we just had the best audience forever. And that's really been the key to our success, is just, you know, keeping a good, honest relationship with those guys and, again, delivering value.
We talk about fish dope on here all the time, and we don't say it to blow smoke for it. Like we're very big believers in it. It's really good information. It's all the time. And those are the times when it's the most important. That's what we say on Let's Talk Hookup. Like, you need fish dope this month. You know, it's a lot more important to have it in January and February and March than it is in August when you're going to go out there and catch them anyways. Like, it keeps you on it all the time. Like, we're total believers in it.
I tell people all the time, I'm totally biased, but you got to be crazy. Like, honestly, as much as fuel costs, and, you know, most of our boats get a mile something to the gallon, man, you make one wrong turn, or you've been working and traveling for a couple of weeks, you can come home on Friday night, you can watch it while you're on the road through the app, get dialed in, go fish Saturday. And better, you know, more times than not, you're going to catch something.
Yes, totally. Indeed. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you, Mark.
Let's talk about the features on fishdope.com. When Ali goes fishing and he looks at fishdope, what are you looking at? What are the features that are key for you when you go fishing?
Man, it just depends on the time of year. But for me, it's typically tuna fishing stuff. And I'm just looking for that right water. You know, of a lot of what we've done the last few years, those bluefin are settling in at San Clemente, but prior to them settling in, I mean, we're chasing them from 100 miles south to sometimes 40, 50, 60 miles north. Sure. And, you know, having the SSTs to let me watch the water and do all that, the spotter plane dope is always helpful.
Yeah.
You know, and then having the reports from other fish dope guys that come in, we get reports like we have so many members now, and it's not millions. People always think, oh, there's going to be a ton of thousands of guys on my spot. But we do get enough info from guys that are trying to help other fish dope guys to where, dude, you can stay on top of things pretty easy, you know, as opposed to having a network of six guys that you trust. You know, it's just another resource. And I've got that network too, but having that resource at your fingertips and being
able to
get it
anywhere.
You've
got to have all the resources.
That's the thing, exactly. Why would you not go with every amount of info you can gather, and that's just yet another really easy source to get a bunch of... It might just, you know, what you read on fish dope might be inconsequential to what you do that trip, but it might be everything on the next one. Like, how do you not go with every bullet in your gun before you go?
Yeah, and also a lot of times it gives me a backup plan. Like, if I know I'm going somewhere, but like, oh, okay, so there's some yellowfin down there just in case it doesn't pan out, or gives you some options, you know. For me, I have tons of info, and it's still an indispensable tool. And early in the season, the SST charts are really like the stuff that Tom was talking about. You know, it's down there off Cedros. Well, you know, our charts go all the way down past Ensenada, almost a colonnade. Like, you'll start to see the water form up, and you'll watch those fish march up the line. You know, right now they're 400 miles, but man, they can move in a blink. And it's the best
way. You just look at the icons, you look at the map, and you can see where the fish, how the fish move and stuff like that.
And that's a
cool. And you use, my point is, utilize the resources at fishdope.com. Don't just look at the daily report.
Right.
Look at the other resources that are on Fish Dope.
And put the pieces together. The icons are going to be, you know, early in the season, you'll see them come right up the temperature break.
Yep.
Like, this doesn't happen sometimes. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
And then, okay, why are they on that temperature break? Dig a little deeper yourself. You know, a lot of people just want GPS numbers.
Yeah.
And that's great when the fishing's good.
Yeah.
But when fishing's tough, man, there's a lot of other things you need to pull a rabbit out of your hat. And if you're paying attention, you'll find that stuff
there. No doubt about it. All right, 833-288-0973. Bart Hall, the busy guy these days, Bart.
Good morning. My goodness. But, you know, I got to listen to the show, and it was really interesting. And Ali, you reminded me of a little story. I remember when you first started the shows, there was a lot of bad language around. and I remember Mike coming to me and said, you know, this is a family show. You have to go do something. And I went, oh, okay. So, and to Ali's credit, it was instantly taken care of.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Yeah, well, our relationship's changed a bit over the years, huh, Bart?
Yes, it has.
I think I remember the first time when you gave away free Bloody Decks stickers, they were everywhere. And I don't mean in a few places.
No.
I mean everywhere.
Literally on human beings walking by.
Well, that was the story I was going to tell. Like, they were getting a complaint about it and this, that, and the other, and Mike Lum was getting somewhat frustrated. And Mike, somebody put a sticker on the back of Mike Lum. And
It's amazing we're still alive.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that was fun. But yeah, well, we cleaned up our act.
You did, and it's been fun to watch the evolution, Ali, and it's great, you know. Can't wait to see you in a few weeks.
Thank
you,
Bart.
It's just a few weeks away. And how's it progressing, Bart?
Good. I mean, we're all very tired. I mean, you know, we've worked really long hours, but it's coming together. You know, there's always things that happen. You know, one boat dealer can't get his boats delivered. You know, so that changes your floor plan and stuff happens. You know, but it's going to look really good, and there's a lot going on. And, you know, like I said to Rick yesterday, you know, the most important thing here is that we're a fishing community, and this is an opportunity to gather in greater numbers than anywhere on the planet and celebrate the fishing community and to, you know, promote it and protect it and preserve it. And that's the most important thing about the Fred Hall Show. All the stuff that we sell, you know, has nothing to do with the future. The future is us being a community of fishermen, gathering together, celebrating it, sharing our passion, and building more passion into the future.
Thanks, Bart.
Good call, Bart.
Good stuff. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Danny. Danny's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Danny? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Hello, Ali.
Hello.
And
Man, what a tough winter we're having. We've been catching calicos that by day and hooping lobsters by night, you know?
We'll take it.
But anyway, hey, the question I have is a weather question. And we have good forecasting, you know, in San Diego and all that stuff. I was born here and raised here my whole life. But it seems like the last few years it's been pretty spotty with the National Weather Service. And anyway, my question is for you guys, what is the best dope on weather? Where are you guys getting your forecasts? I mean, what is, you know, the wind forecast, the water out there, especially local water tiers? What's the best way to go on that?
What do you like to do, Ollie? What are you doing to check your weather before you go for the week?
I was always a buoy weather guy forever and ever until my subscription ran out like 6 months ago, and I got a couple buddies that are all about windy. I know you're going to say
amazing.
The same thing.
Windy's amazing. 100% the same.
Windy is absolutely amazing. It works so well. And, in fact, a lot of that information that's on Windy, we're adding to Fish Dope with this next overhaul. So that data is available for guys to grab. Windy's not – I mean, there is some magic to it, but we want to incorporate that as well. It's so solid, man. It really
and
is.
I wonder every time – and I think I'm going to make – finally, I have a subscription to Buoy Weather. It's like, why?
I was your story. Yeah. 100% the same. I mean, word for word, I was a Buoy Weather guy. That's what I lived and died by. And it was always pretty good. Occasionally you would miss, but it was pretty good. And I got turned on to Windy, and my subscription ran out. Like, it was an auto thing. What finally did it for me was I got a credit. I had to get a new card, and the number wasn't the same.
Oh, yeah.
So it just didn't auto up every year, and I was like,
and it's free.
It's so good.
And I will say, if you're using National Weather Service, stop.
Yeah,
now. I mean, dude, it's as macro of a forecast. I mean, Windy lets you dial it into exactly, and I'm sure you got the same thing as me. I got my 9 mile bank spot for sword fishing.
Totally.
I got my triangle for the 302 and the 371, and then I got my San Clemente weather, and that's you just hit your favorite, and it doesn't.
And then
better.
If you're going to Florida, you can see what's going on down in Florida.
Dude,
if you're going to Rancho Lanero or
Namotu, Fiji, we were using it last week in Fiji.
Yeah.
You can use it anywhere.
Anywhere,
and
it's
you can
absolutely awesome.
You can set your watch to when that wind. I mean, if they say it's going to start blowing at 7, it starts blowing
it's
at 7.
Crazy,
like, they're
isn't
so
it?
Good, and it's free.
You're like, I can't fly the kite in the morning, headed out San Clemente, but by noon I'll be able to get the kite up, and then noon comes around.
But I will say this, just like any forecast, it's never 100%.
No.
Sure,
it's the best.
Sometimes it misses.
Best of them,
for
sure. But not often, man. Not often at all. And it gives you, like, the weather, and you get the, you know, is it going to be sunny? Is it going to be cloudy? I mean, everything you need right there in one spot.
And it's just like anything. You can get out, I think, 8 or 10 days with it. And as it gets closer, you dial in, you know, you dial it in much better. And as it gets closer, it gets tighter and tighter. But you'll have an idea a week out. Like, that's probably going to blow on Wednesday, and you know, maybe that might, you know, sneak into Tuesday, or that might sneak out to Thursday, but it's pretty killer.
And especially here where our weather changes in days, not hours. You know, we're not talking about Florida
right.
or
yeah.
somewhere tropical. Like, it's an indispensable tool.
And in Southern California, wind pretty much is our weather. We can deal with everything else here. When we get swell, it's usually not giant and 2 seconds apart, and it's only, you know, swell for the most part usually only affects us when there's wind on it. You know, if there's big swell without wind, it's just kind of inconsequential. Like, wind is kind of everything for us.
It is, for sure. We live in a kiddie pond.
I
love it.
So lucky.
Danny, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hope that helps you out. Hey, before we run out of time, I want to talk about SeaDek. You're a partner in SeaDek, and I absolutely love my SeaDek on the boat. It's over 3.5 years old, and it's still in great shape.
Yeah, I mean, the
SeaDek is unbelievable.
We had on the Jihad was like 5 years old, and that was the last thing that a lot of tunas saw over the last few years, and it held up great.
Yeah.
It held up great.
People come on my boat, and they go, wow, this stuff's amazing. I have it. I eliminated all carpet inside my 36 Pacifica and just have SeaDek all the way in and out, up on the bridge, down on the deck, inside.
And when you showed me your boat, what did you say? Well, I just want to do it inside. I'm not so sure about the rest of the boat. And I'm like, dude, as soon as you get some of this stuff on your boat, there's no going back. It's just so much easier on my feet, my knees, my back. You know, there's no more of the slipping and sliding. And
yeah.
I know everybody's gone to gap a fish and go to reach, and your feet slip out from underneath you. That's pretty much gone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can fish barefoot if you want. Absolutely. It's just like having flip-flops.
And you want to kneel, cut some gills and stuff like that. You don't damage
your knees
or body.
I love it, man. I'm all in on SeaDeck. Yeah, we really like it.
You don't
it.
Slip on it. It's amazing.
It is. It's good stuff.
So go see the guys over at Blue Seas Fabrication over there in Mission Bay. And talk to Ken and... They'll set you up. It's not a cheap product.
No, it's
but
not.
But you get what you pay for. It lasts, and it's kind of like we talked about. It's a game changer product like Seakeeper.
It's another one where you don't want to be without it.
Yeah.
You know, the single biggest question is you know, does the blood come off of it?
Oh yeah.
And that's what what I do is I keep it wet throughout the day.
Yeah.
That makes the blood come off easier. But even if you don't, your normal scrub down at the end of the day, it looks like brand new.
Piece of cake.
And then every year. Or 2 years, you can lightly pressure wash it,
yep.
And it will make it pop like the day you put it on the boat again.
Yeah.
That's still what I'm afraid of.
The what?
That was always like my biggest hang-up was the always fear of blood, yeah.
You know? No, I mean, it comes off
a little Dawn
Distel
on it.
Right.
It's like, cleans it like immaculate. Grease, I've got grease all over it.
It's kind of like teak, you know, if you let hot teak gets blood on it, it wants to stick to it a little bit, but it always comes clean.
Right.
Yeah.
But like for us, I would never trade it. And like I said, we just keep the deck wet on those hot summer days. And any other time, it's not even an issue. And the benefits are, I mean, it's great stuff. And it looks awesome.
It's a game-changing look.
It does. It totally, like, it'll even refresh an old boat. And what we're doing a lot of now, like, you don't see SeaDeck on yachts a lot because you see teak. We're doing fly bridges. Like, a lot of times it'll be carpet and mats and all that crap you have to take out of the fly bridge of a big yacht. Guys are sea decking it like crazy, and it looks awesome, and it feels great on your feet.
Oh, it's the good stuff,
that's
for
cool.
sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what Lucky Guy's got himself a fishdope.com full-year membership. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. All right, big congratulations. A full-year membership of fishdope.com going to Danny in San Diego. Danny, congratulations. You're going to be stoked with that membership.
Yeah, man. Oh, Ollie, never enough time. I mean, so many different aspects of your life that we talked about, and we just brush the surface.
Man, we got to go fishing.
Yeah, right. Just got to go fishing.
All in. We'll just go catch some fish.
So, again, local knowledge, once again, on Discovery Channel, right?
Yes, sir. Sunday Discovery mornings. Channel will start, like, I think April 5 for this season, or April 7. First weekend in April, Sunday morning, 7 a.m. Check it out online, localknowledge.tv. You can also watch on YouTube or any app store that you like.
That's the best way to do it.
It is. I mean, dude.
Download the Local Knowledge app and just watch episodes on demand.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we watch all of our TV these days.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, indeed. Beat It Outdoors, become a member, and it's free.
Totally free. Get on there, check us out, learn more about fishing. And, you know, don't just get stuck in the forums, man. We put a lot of time into the articles. There's a lot of good content in there, and the content comes from you. You know, what do you guys want to see next? What do you want to learn about? And we go out and we try to create that content to serve that need.
Yeah, and if somebody, like the different we talked about today. What did we talk about? The forums. We talked about the selling your stuff.
It's all there.
It's all there, and it's easy. You just register, and then you're going to get a bunch of cool stuff from BD Outdoors.
Mountains of free information, man.
Yeah. And then, of course, fishdope.com, there for you every day. How do they do that?
I'm glad I'm not the guy that has to do it. I do not have that energy, man. It's literally 364 days out of the year.
But it's more than that, because he usually updates like 2 and 3 times a day. It's like there's a little morning shot, and then in the afternoon a little bit info came in, and then around 6 or 7 at night when you're really planning your next day, there's usually an updated again. It's every day, sometimes multiple times a day.
And we have to, because like on Fridays especially, you know, a lot of guys will head down to the boat and shove off at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
Sure.
So it's like they need that noon update to get them off the dock and make sure nothing's changed.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then, and last but not least, of course, Fred Hall Show. You'll be both at Long Beach and Del Mar.
We'll be at both.
And what do you guys do there? Sell T-shirts, give away stickers?
Meet people, sell T-shirts, give away stickers, catch up with friends.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big part of it for us. It's like going up to Long Beach, I see all those guys from L.A. that I really only see once a year, guys I love, but it just seems like during the season, you know, we're so busy down here fishing, we don't get to hang out. That's my favorite part of Fred Hall, is just catching up with guys that you only see once or twice a year.
The cool thing, too, is that you can go pick Ollie's brain about fishing spots, fishing techniques, and stuff like that. Meet Rush coming up in Long Beach.
Yeah, come up and say hi. It's like I'll get messages on Instagram, I saw you at the show, but I didn't want to talk to him. I'm like, why?
Yeah,
that's why we're there.
You're a fisherman.
I'm just a fishing dork. Come up, let's talk about fishing. And if it's swordfish or tuna, you might not be able to shut me up.
Yeah. There you go. Well, thanks, Ollie. Keep up the great work,
you're doing a lot for
the fishing community, and
we're
really excited to have that. And, hey, thank you to Adam on the other side of the glass for doing a great job with our Let's Talk Hookup archives and our phones, and Brian right here in the studio with us. Thanks, Brian, for all you do for us. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine Parker Boats, talking Parker Boats next Saturday on Let's Talk Hookup. And then next Sunday, Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoors, we'll be talking about some great products and all that big stuff that they do at Fred Hall for sure. Thanks for listening today, and be sure to check out our app and archive. All the great recordings are there for you, 724. And thanks for listening again. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.